Zechariah chapter 4. And the messenger who talked with me came again and woke me up, like a man that is awakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "I've looked, and I see a candlestick made up of gold, and a bowl on the top of it, and seven lamps upon that bowl, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are on the top of it, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side of it." And so I answered and spoke to the messenger who talked to me, saying, "What are these, my master?" Then the messenger who talked with me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my master." And he answered, and he spoke to me, and he said, "This is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, 'Not by might nor by power, but through my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you'll become a plain, and he will bring forth the headstone of it with shoutings, crying, "Grace, grace to it." Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands will also finish it, and you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For they will rejoice and will see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of Yahweh that run to and fro through the whole earth." And then I answered and said to him, "What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and on the left side of it?" And I answered again and said to him, "What are these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes emptied the golden oil out of themselves?" And he answered me and he said, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my master." And he said, "These are the two anointed ones that stand near the sovereign of the whole earth." End of chapter.